I'm Megan Tackett, and you're listening to Express Yourself on KDNK. Steve Stanford, thank you so much for joining me. It's First Friday in Carbondale, which means plenty of fun activities, and also the 19th annual Mount Soperus Music Festival. Local musicians showcase takes place at 4th and Main. I can't believe I just read 19th.
It's true. I can't believe it either, actually. The first one we started when I borrowed a flatbed trailer, and we all borrowed a ladder to climb up on it, and KDNK did a live broadcast of a bunch of locals, including a band I played in that day called the Steve Kinney Surf Band.
Nice. And nice. That's a good band name.
The whole intent of the event was to celebrate the local music scene, the one that built the gazebo years ago when Mountain Fair started, and gave a lot of heart and soul to every Mountain Fair, especially at the beginning. So our intent was you had to be a local to play at this music fest. And I think our first name was the Music Mountain Fair, and then it became the Music and Lobster Fest. And and now we just settled on calling it the Soperus Music Fest. And that's been its name for years now. And sure. I think we'll just keep it there, because the whole intent was not to sell lobsters, but to present some of our talented local musicians. And we're doing that here in just a few minutes at the Town Plaza.
Very exciting. Yeah, the Minor Keys are at 5 tonight. That's like in fewer than 15 minutes.
Yeah, they're in fact, I just left their sound check, and it's there's about 17 of them on our little tiny stage in the plaza, and they're doing choreographed Broadway style moves and all singing together. So that's our first act, about 5, and then we'll launch into another local high school talented act. The Roaring Fork High School.
Yeah.
Their jazz band is quite talented.
Very. Every time I turn around, they've won another award.
they are quite impressive. You know, they do play way beyond their years. Mark Johnson, the saxophone teacher, has done quite a good job, and they've played a bunch of gigs around, and they really deliver. So they'll be playing right after the Minor Keys.
Very cool. Very cool. And then Callin' Old Souls is at 6, which is what I warmed us up with. They've got a fun sound.
They do. They do. And it's been nice. I've known Flash, who's been a DJ for years, and to see her little Kenna up there just rocking away. She's the soul of this group. And yeah, they've been playing around for years and just had a CD release party. So yeah, they're making some great music. And their set will get a little bit extra longer because unfortunately Marilyn Kelly hurt herself.
Oh no.
And so we'll get to hear a little bit more of each group.
No pressure, guys. No, fill out the next hour.
Right? You know, I call it showbiz, but it's basically, you know, Mother Nature up there laughing and saying, you thought you had 5 acts.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah, but everyone's okay.
Yes, yeah, she's okay. She just couldn't perform with the high energy set that she was all set to. So she played for us a great set on June 12th. So we'll hopefully catch her around the block.
Yeah, yeah. And then Wolf Tones at 8:30 to kind of wrap it all out for the evening.
So. Yeah, and that's another cool original act. Wes and Jay Engstrom put together a bunch of original songs, and he's got a very cool, unique sound. You know, he's got kind of a Roy Orbison high falsetto voice, and he plays a kick drum and a few other things while he's doing it. So
he's another one that plays beyond his years to me. I'm like, wait, how old are you?
Yeah, I know. You're not even legal to drink yet.
Exactly.
So yeah, Wes is another one way beyond his years. And he likes folks like Shaky Graves and acts like that. So if you're into that genre, yeah, come out and give Wes a hand.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's great. There was something I was going to ask you about this year specifically, and it just floated out of my brain. But other than poor Miss Kelly's misfortunes, I guess, for the evening. In terms of curating the night, did things go relatively smoothly? I know people are inundating you with requests to perform and just be on your radar in general.
Yeah, it's true. You know, we were just voted like the second best music venue in small town Colorado. So that was... Well, it was kind of a surprise. You know, I didn't even know they had a contest. But it's nice to be recognized. I think we do have one of the best listening rooms around. And the shows there lately have really proved it, and we're looking forward to a busy Mountain Fair weekend. We've got the Deer and the Bada Boom Brass Band and the Black Lilies, so some really cool acts coming our way in July for the hot weather.
Yes, yes, I know. I can't believe it's already July. It just, you know, we were camping last night and we were all talking like, it finally feels like summer. It finally feels like summer. And it was like, oh, wow, Mountain Fair is only a couple of weeks away. What?
And we used to think in the old days that when Mountain Fair happened, oh, you know, summer's kind of over. You know, we're heading out. Winter's going to start. So it's, but it's nice to be wearing shorts again. That's for sure.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. Not that I don't love the ski season, Mother Nature. Don't think that I'm hating on winter.
That's right. And I hope we have good weather on July 14th, because for our next second Sunday in the park, we've got Pato Banton, and he's going to reggae up the whole town. He's kind of a magical force in the reggae world. He's been doing it for over 30 years.
Wow.
So another free concert. He'll be playing at 5, and we've got a great opening act as well, a very cool lap steel player.
I'm always just amazed at the caliber of music that manages to find its way to Carbondale.
Yeah, it truly is amazing that we have had some spectacular groups that you only hear at Red Rocks, and you know, even going way back to when String Cheese played here, or Tim O'Brien, or just the long list. I think people really like to play in this town. So
I mean, that's true. It helps when you don't have to twist too many arms too hard to get them to come.
It really does help. And Pato had a great time the last time he played Soper's Park, and he packed the place with his message of peace and love. So and we don't get enough reggae, hip hop in this little town. So
I agree with that.
That should be fun, and just pray for good weather.
Definitely. Yeah, man, Soper's Park. I was so naive when I first moved here, and people kept saying, "Oh, just wait for Mountain Fair. Just wait for Mountain Fair," and I kept wondering where it was. Like, where is this giant festival everyone talks about? And finally, somebody pointed to Soper's Park, and they're like, "Oh yeah, no, it's here." And I thought, well, isn't that adorable? There's no way. And then to see the way it really gets transformed, like, I believe there's more than 300 volunteers that make that happen.
It's pretty stunning, to see how the town all turns out. And that we can have 10,000 people in town and spilling out of our front door and dancing in the streets. And it's a pretty unique event. And we can thank the local musicians for building the gazebo and making the early days so it survived all these years.
Right.
So.
Yeah, no. And I mean, again, don't sell yourself short. The people behind the scenes that are here year round to make it all happen and make sure that those traditions keep happening and growing until they're, you know, their own entity at this point.
It's true. It's for example, you know, every Soper's Fest we've had, all the musicians volunteered their services. So yeah,
that's amazing.
That's a real act of love and devotion for this little town. So it and it continues today. They're all coming out just to share their music.
That's great.
Pretty simple thing.
Right? It's so simple, and yet it's not, right? Like, there's so much that goes into it. Whether you're the musician that's like pouring your heart and soul into creating your art and sharing it for free in a capitalist world that requires money to eat, that's no small thing. Or if you're on the organizing side of it. So thanks for everything you do.
Oh, you bet. You bet. It's my workout. I don't have to belong to a gym. I'm still sweating from moving those speakers around.
That's
so
true. It's like 86 degrees outside right now.
It's a workout.
Wow.
But hope to see people down there.
Yeah.
It's got some good live music and another First Friday. I love it when the streets close down. We turn into a plaza.
Yep. Yep. And this is a proper summer. Yeah. You know, those June, July, August, September, first Fridays, it's just magic.
And they kind of remind me a little bit of Mountain Fair when you get to reconnect with your friends and neighbors and just ride your bike down Main Street, mm-hmm. no cars, and saying hi to people.
Right?
It's a pretty special tradition to have. And we've been doing First Fridays for about 20 years now. So when we went on our streak of consecutive Fridays, you know, yeah. I made this innocent statement years ago. Let's do every Friday. It sounded so simple.
Oh, and look what it's turned into.
Well, it does force me to do something every Friday. That's
right,
for sure.
Right. So. No, that's pretty incredible though. I mean, that's something that I could see a lot of people not faulting anyone walking back from a statement like that. and you hold it. So
I'm in some form of magnificent rut.
Emphasis on magnificent. My little Midwestern heart shriveled. Was it two Fridays ago when Pearl and Wood played?
Oh, yeah.
And I had to come in with the camera to try and get a shot, and I had to come in from the crowd of 15 plus people outside on the sidewalk and then elbow my way up to front to get a shot. My little Ohio heart was like, oh, no, excuse me, sorry, just trying to sneak.
Oh, man, that was about it.
It was packed.
That was the most people we've ever had in the room and outside. So it was a
really
great send-off,
night.
That's for sure.
Sweet
thing for the girls.
Mm-hmm. Well, and when I spoke to them, they both said, you know, it was just so serendipitous that it ended up at Steve's, despite knowing that it was going to be so packed because, for them, that was home base from the beginning. So
that's right. Yeah. Sometimes things happen for a reason.
Love that. Well, may you continue to be home base for many, many, many more local musicians for many more years to come.
Well, thanks.
Thank you so much.
I'm glad I got to be in on your last Express Yourself show.
Oh, God, I wasn't going to say it.
Congratulations on your new job.
Thank you.
I hope it works out great for you.
Thank you. I'm really looking forward to it, but giving up my favorite hour of the week is definitely very bittersweet for me. So thanks for making it particularly good.
You bet, Megan.
Thank you.
See ya.
Cheers.